General against the Muslims in general and against Al-Qaeda and those who believe in Al-Qaeda ideologies in particular. Al-Qaeda concern about the relationship between America and Iran, sometimes it's come to close confrontation, in other time it come to some form of agreement. It seemed to Al-Qaeda that there is some hidden policies there, bearing on the mind that there is no confidence and no trust between Al-Qaeda and Iranian leadership because of some ideological disagreement. And plus they see Iran has a clear objective that they want to have some form of annexation for the south of Iraq and the east of Arab Peninsula in order to have some type of extension to South Lebanon, whereas they can have that link between the Shia brothers, if you like. And they see as well that is Iran has other interests in the region. It is to control the entire region. And that conflict between them and America, America has interest to control the oil on the one hand, and Iran has interest to have this intellectual leadership over the entire region based on its own ideologies. And that's what I see as a conflict. But the first time ever Tanzim al-Qaeda came out and attacked Iranian leadership directly and attacked Iran's policy in the region by attacking Muqtada al-Sadr. And it seemed to me that Al-Qaeda having really hidden threats to Iran and sending indirect message to the Iran leadership is to be careful not to go in their own policies of annexations and not to try to go over their own lines, if you like. Otherwise, they would face confrontation with Al-Qaeda. I think what I read from Al-Qaeda message, or what I see from Al-Qaeda, I understand the following. There is conflict in America between two parties, Republican and Democratic parties, and each one of them have his own policy toward Iran. One, maybe he believes in a confrontation. Mm-hmm. The other believes in peaceful one. But what we see in the end, we see if there is solutions, it's going to be either peaceful solutions that Iran to guarantee the security of Israel in the region and to divide the interest and the influence or to share the interest and influence with American in the regions in a way can guarantee the interest of the Arab regimes or the Arab Gulf countries, if you like. And number three, to work together in the war against
Al-Qaeda. Hang on there. Let me get Dr. Mousselli's views on your comments. Guaranteeing peace in the region. Anything you'd like to add to these comments?
Well, I think what has been said so far, I think it makes sense, but at the same time, I think you have to see what's going on in the area. Today, the main players in the area are the United States of America and Iran. Both have vested interests in controlling the major geostrategic assets of the area. Now, what has been happening is that the relationship between the U.S. and Iran, although it is on a collision course so far, nonetheless, there is some kind of implicit understanding that there might be a way out of dealing with the major issues, including Iranian nuclear profile, the situation in Iraq, the situation in Palestine, Hezbollah in Lebanon, and some other major issues. Now, Al-Qaeda's perspective is not new, actually. Al-Qaeda has always been hesitant about its view of Iran. On the one hand, it supports it as a Muslim country, and it supports its resistance to the U.S. But on the other hand, Al-Qaeda has this kind of dislike of the Shia at the same time, and they feel that the Iranian influence in Iraq is increasing, and the Sunnis' influence is decreasing, and therefore, when the criticism of Muqtada al-Sadr
Dr. Mousselli,
the movement goes up and down. Does
this dislike root from fear of influence?
No, I think the dislike has some kind of historical background, definitely, but its revival today has been seen as the rise of Shia political Islam at the expense of Sunni political Islam.
All right. Hang on to that thought, Doctor. Professor Hadian, I want to get your views on the fact that it seems that a lot of analysts here in Iran at least believe that the Islamic Republic is faced with a crisis of building confidence, so to say, and clarity on its policies when it comes to Iraq, whether it grants the country financial support or supports the Iraqi government. It is accused of spreading negative influence. And then there are those who believe that there's this sense of fear when it comes to the Arab world, that Iran is creating a Shia crescent.
In fact, I would like to make a couple of points before addressing your question directly. First of all, regarding the Shia and Sunni, I believe it is not all, we cannot very simply basically say that Al-Qaeda is supportive of the Sunnis and against the Shia, or Iran basically supporting the Shia and opposing the Sunnis. Rather, there are competing ideology or competing readings of Islam. So Al-Qaeda is a particular reading of Islam, which to me is an extremist reading, and it has its own agenda to support and to pursue. That's the same way in Iran. Of course, again, I don't want to simplify the reality. There are different competing readings of Islam, even inside Iran, and also that's the case inside the Al-Qaeda. But after all, the relationship between Iran and Al-Qaeda has been, to a large extent, pragmatic. Although they are opposing forces, they are competing. They have competing reading of Islam, but still they are acting relatively very pragmatically toward each other. Al-Qaeda does not need another basically enemy, because they are already fighting with some other forces which they consider as a priority, or in their threat perception, the priority of fighting America or other forces or other countries in the region has the priority, and Iran doesn't have that priority for them. The case for Iran is also, although we are very much opposing basically Al-Qaeda, but still that would be not wise on Iranian part to go to fight with Al-Qaeda all the way, because Al-Qaeda after all is basically fighting with one of Iran's enemy. So it would not be very rational on the part of Iranians to fight in a very straightforward way with Al-Qaeda. But regarding our policies in Iraq, basically our policies is not fundamentally different from a number of neighboring countries, and also in fact even with America. What we want in Iraq is, first and the most important one, territorial integrity of Iraq. Second is to have a relatively strong government in Baghdad. Third is the majority rule to be the dominant, rules of the game in Baghdad. Fourth, we would like to have a friendly government in Baghdad. Of course, I believe Iran might be ready, in fact, to work even with a neutral government, but a hostile government in Baghdad would not be acceptable by any means for the Iranians.
I must disagree here about one point.
Go ahead, please.
You see, I'll disagree here with one point. You see, to say that is Al-Qaeda have their own extreme interpretation of Islam, that really show us that some people still have some arrogancy who really want to tell us that they have their own authority over Islam, whether, you know, the regime of Iran or the regime of Saudi Arabia. I do believe, really, that is Al-Qaeda represents the Salafi understandings of Islam, the orthodox understandings of Islam, and that's why the Muslims from the Sunni community worldwide really supporting Al-Qaeda, and therefore
this is untrue. No, it is really not all the Sunni. Islam, no, excuse me, not all the Sunni that Muhammad they are not. Allah, they are Allah, not representing the Sunni people here and there.
Stand like and the I American think that stand no, no. And said, Al-Qaeda is extreme movement, is Al-Qaeda is terrorist organization. This type of slogans USA use it against Al-Qaeda. I think Iran should deprive herself from using the same terminologies, because that will agitate more conflict and more fighting. You see, the way we see what happened in Iraq, Al-Qaeda not declaring war against Shia. Mm-hmm. That's not in her policy, not the policy of Al-Qaeda or any other Salafi organization as such, is to fight against Iran. They are at war with the American occupiers. They are at war with the allies of the American in the region. They are not at war with Iran or with any Shia.
Excuse me, Sheikh Omar, can I respond for a second, please?
This is very important.
So
the
let me go to Aman, Mr. Al-Haj. He had something to say beforehand. Go ahead, Mr. Al-Haj.
And really, I don't think that the Al-Qaeda people are representing the Sunni people, people in this region or any place in the world. I think that there are extremists in both sides, in Shiites and in Sunni. And I am a Sunni, and I don't think that Ayman Zawahiri or Osama bin Laden do represent me. And we have our dogma. We believe in God, but we don't think that any of them represents the Sunni people. And I don't want to divert all the conversation into saying that we are Sunnis and that we are Shiites and here and there. I don't think that we are in need of more competition or struggle between the nations. I think that we are Muslims and we have to fight. We have a common enemy in the region. We have this United States occupying Iraq. We have Israel occupying Palestine, and all Arab countries are in a mess these days. They don't know where to go, and okay. I don't want to say that we need more splits in the Muslim region or in the Muslim world to say that those are Sunnis and those are Shiites, and Osama bin Laden or okay. Ayman Zawahiri do represent this category or that.
Can I
Professor Hadian, okay. Go ahead.
First of all, I fully agree with Mr. Al-Haj that we have different basically reading of Islam. I was not talking about the Sunnis and Shia. We have our own extremists reading among the Shias. So it is not basically the extremism is not the monopoly of the Sunnis or the Shia. Both of us have our own extremists. Number two, I'm not talking on the behalf of the Iranian government. I'm talking as an individual, which to me, Al-Qaeda's reading of Islam is extremist view, as we have also different readings among the Shias, which I would consider also extremist reading, like Muqtada Sadr. Also, his reading of Islam is not mainstream reading, or I would not consider that as a mainstream reading of Islam. Thus, I would like to make the point clear. I am talking as a professor at Tehran University, not as a representative of Iranian government.
All right, let's go to Beirut, Doc.
In addition to that, I want to just add, why do you want to view us as enemies of Iran or Iran as an enemy of the Muslim world? Iran and the Muslim world are having a common enemy, which all people in the world do know.
Is that question addressed?
Okay, who were you addressing that question to, Mr. Al-Haj?
I think that I don't want to say I'm addressing this question to this participant or that.
All right, Mr. Sheikh Omar Bakri.
This is you with other participants.
Okay, Mr. Sheikh Omar Bakri on the phone in Beirut. The microphone is yours.
I think I must agree. There is common enemy here. It exists. It is American occupation, the American invasion, the American policy in the regions. Divide and rule policy, it is really what Americans now are doing. But I'm afraid there is a problem here. There is some leaders in the Muslim world, some governments are in alliance with America and supporting the American policy in the region. And that is why when Al-Qaeda stand against the American occupation and fight them, we find that is affect the interest of some regime in the regions, and they start to sloganize war against terrorism and alliance with America in a war against terrorism, but in fact they are helping American policy in the regions. and we see what's happening in South Lebanon.
Hold on to that thought, Mr. Bakri. We're going to take a short break right now. I'm going to get Dr. Mousseli's views and reaction to you gentlemen's comments when we come back. News and Brief is coming up next here on Press TV. Join us after that for more Four Corners.
Press TV News and Brief, the anti-occupation SAD movements wants US forces to put an end to the crackdown on their followers. A spokesman for the group said its leader, Muqtada al-Sadr, has threatened US forces with an open war if they don't stop killing his supporters. Heavy fighting between local fighters and Ethiopian troops continue in the Somali capital, leaving at least 20 killed and scores of others wounded. Many civilians were caught up in exchanges of mortar fire between local fighters and Ethiopian troops. The Israeli Air Force has killed 6 more Palestinians in 3 separate raids. The victims were resistance fighters loyal to Hamas. Relatives mourned the victims at the funeral in the northern Gaza Strip. Deputy Director of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Oli Heinonen, is expected to visit Iran on Monday. Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammad Ali Hosseini said Heinonen's visit comes within the framework of Iran's cooperation with the IAEA. Nepal's former rebel leader, Pushpa Kamal Dahal, better known as Prachanda, has promised to dismiss the country's king. Prachanda's Maoist party has secured a surprise victory in Nepal's parliamentary polls. In Spain, a bomb explosion outside the offices of the ruling Socialist Party has caused large-scale damage. There was no injuries as police had cleared the area after receiving a telephone warning. The warning was given in the name of the Basque separatist group, ETA. And the latest models of passenger cars go on.